The resident world controller's second secretary had asked her to dinner and breakfast. She had spent one weekend with the Ford Chief Justice and another with the arch community songster of Canterbury. The president of the Industrial and External Secretions Corporation was perpetually on the phone, and she had been to Deauville with the deputy governor of the Bank of Europe. "It's wonderful, of course, and yet, in a way," she had confessed to Fanny, "I feel as though I were getting something on false pretenses. Because, of course, the first thing they all want to know is what it's like to make love to a savage. And I have to say, I don't know." She shook her head. "Most of the men don't believe me, of course. But it's true." "I wish it weren't," she added sadly, and sighed. "He's terribly good-looking, don't you think so?"
"But doesn't he like you?" asked Fanny.
"Sometimes I think he does, and sometimes I think he doesn't. He always does his best to avoid me, goes out of the room when I come in, won't touch me, won't even look at me. But sometimes if I turn round, suddenly I catch him staring, and then, well, you know how men look when they like you." Yes, Fanny knew.
"I can't make it out," said Lenina.
She couldn't make it out, and not only was bewildered, was also rather upset.
"Because you see, Fanny, I like him."
Liked him more and more. Well, now there'd be a real chance, she thought, as she scented herself after the bath. Dab, 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 a real chance. Her high spirits overflowed in